The legendary B-17, nicknamed the Flying Fortress, was a formidable machine, but the more nimble enemy fighters often inflicted damage on the heavy bomber, as they did in November 1943 when Eugene Morand's B-17 was blown in half over Germany. It was only his fifth bombing run. Out of a crew of 10, only two survived.
The navigator, the oldest, was up in the nose. He got blew out. And I was the youngest. I was in the tail. The other eight were killed that day.
Morand's chute was shot full of holes, so he fell 28,000 feet, trapped in the airplane's tail, which crashed in some trees. After being taken a prisoner of war by the Germans, the Gaze Mills man later became the first World War II soldier to be repatriated. Now, for the first time in more than 60 years, Moran stepped back onto a gleaming silver B-17 bomber on a flight to commemorate his fallen comrades.
I'm doing it for the eight boys that lost their life. I'm doing it as a memorial for them. When I get this fulfilled today, then I'm done.
The aluminum overcast is one of only a dozen B-17s still flying worldwide. Owned by the Experimental Aircraft Association and based in Oshkosh, the plane made its national tour debut in 1994 and now crisscrosses the country, providing public tours and flights. David Mann has been flying the plane for 10 years. He says the aircraft brings back vivid memories to veterans.
I had a veteran pilot on board. And I shut the airplane down real quick when we got back. I went back and I said, look, come over here and sit down on the steps and talk to me. And we talked 45 minutes. And then as he walked off toward the terminal with his wife suddenly turned around. She came back and she gave me a big hug and said, I found out more about what he did in the war in the past 45 minutes than I did in the last 50 years.
You're a crew member on a bomber? You want to go up on the flight deck?
After warming up the four heavy engines' 37 gallons of oil, the bomber took off from the La Crosse Airport's Civil Air Patrol field.
I never was up here very much.
On this flight, Moran opted for a more open seat on the flight deck behind the pilots, rather than his old cramped quarters in the tail turret.
Oh!
Hey!
Hey! That was wonderful!
After the 30-minute flight, Moran stepped back onto the tarmac to rejoin his waiting family, his mission accomplished.
How lucky a man I am to have such a family and such a nice crowd that would come to see this for me. It humbles me. And it's a closure for me. And I am very glad because I don't never care to get into B-17 again.
Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.